Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky. These days, some parts of downtown Louisville are a mess. Traffic jams slow travel and cranes loom overhead. It feels like the entire downtown is under construction. But what's being built and why? As part of our new Curious Louisville series, where our listeners guide our reporting, WFPL listener Mark Wilkins asks, why aren't there more residential development being built downtown when it seems like a new hotel is going up every few months? WFPL's Roxanne Scott took a journey through downtown to find the answer.
On the corner of 2nd Street and Muhammad Ali, the Omni Hotel is a visible symbol of the city's downtown development. The building will be about 30 stories high. Some 150 workers are on the site daily. A new floor is being added every 8 days.
It's going to be the third tallest building in our skyline.
Eamon O'Brien is Omni's Director of Sales and Marketing.
It'll be the tallest hotel in Louisville, Kentucky, so we're really excited about that. And right now, as you can see, we're laying what will be the floor of the 11th floor of the hotel.
I asked Eamon our listeners' question. Why aren't there more residential developments being built downtown when it seems like a new hotel is going up every few months?
Well, I think the building that we're looking at right now, the Omni, we do have luxury residences at our hotel. So we're going to have 612 guest rooms, and we're going to have 225 luxury apartments. So I understand and respect the question, but also we are developing apartments, so I can't really speak to that. So we're excited about that.
All right. So I didn't find the answer there. But what's happening in downtown Louisville right now, lots of hotels, not so many apartments, is nothing new. So my next stop was to go to a historian to see how we got here.
Jim Holmberg, I'm the curator of collections here at the Filson Historical Society. I've been here 34 and a half years.
Holmberg says the Federal Urban Renewal Program in the 1960s diminished the importance of downtowns in Louisville and around the country.
You know, people now could go to the stores, the malls, their work. We weren't downtown anymore. And so you saw where many a downtown, and Louisville was no exception to this, declined.
And the interstate system that cities built to improve transportation and connect different neighborhoods actually ended up dividing the city.
And so you kind of start separating yourself from not only the basis, the reason maybe you were here in the first place, but the reasons for people to be stopping. They zip right through on the interstate, or they don't never need to go into town because everything they need is elsewhere. So Louisville saw this decline.
But Holmberg says about 20 years ago or so, a revitalization movement began. Cities, including Louisville, started trying to bring people back downtown again, forming historic districts, building restaurants and hotels.
The conventions become a big business of trying to bring people in.
Hold it right there. Conventions, and specifically their economic potential, are a huge driver of this hotel boom. And Louisville is doubling down on its convention business. The Kentucky International Convention Center downtown is under renovation and will reopen in 2018. So my next stop was the Convention and Visitors Bureau on Main Street. A big part of what they do is bring meetings and conventions to the city. And Cleo Battle and Stacey Yates say renovating the convention center will make that easier. And the convention center needed some work.
It was outdated.
Cracks in the floors, bad lighting, weird odors, you know, minor details.
Our competition, who we go toe-to-toe with every day, were getting brand new shiny convention centers, and that was taking business away from Louisville.
Nashville, with its new Omni and Convention Center, is a prime example. And just think about it. Would you go to a restaurant with dirty tablecloths and cold food? No. That's what Battle and Yates likened the old convention center to. And now, they say the renovation is opening up new opportunities, like a big new singers convention.
They specifically decided to come to Louisville because we are renovating and expanding our convention center. So there's been a number of those types of groups, specifically starting in 2019, that we've been able to book because of the new building.
that weren't looking at Louisville before because we didn't have the kind of space they were looking for.
The CVB hopes that Louisville's new convention center will attract bigger groups to the city. And people need a place to sleep while they're here. It's unclear that conventions and their hotels bring the economic impact the city desires, but Louisville is willing to give it a shot. But it's not just conventions that are fueling the demand for hotels. About a quarter of the 22 million visitors who came to Louisville last year were here for a weekend getaway.
What we really see in Louisville is sort of this collateral great benefit of people coming here for the first time, really liking it, and then returning as visitors.
At the Louisville Downtown Partnership, Rebecca Matheny has data that helps answer our listeners' question. Lots of the big downtown projects, like the Omni and the Convention Center, are projected to be finished in 2018. By then, there will be a 47% increase in downtown hotels, from 17 to 25. Residential units are projected to go up by more than a quarter over the same time. So our questioner is right. Hotels are coming downtown more rapidly than residences. But residential growth is there, too. Matheny says one of the reasons hotels are winning land grabs downtown is because, well, they can.
Part of that is just a basic issue of economics. Hotels can afford a higher land acquisition cost. And so in this sort of competition, if you will, for available real estate, you know, a hotel's going to be able to pay more and have the economics of the deal be feasible than as residential development would.
But Matheny says hotels and residential development go hand in hand.
One of the things that makes people feel positive about living in a downtown is seeing other people on the street. And so just the sheer numbers of people who are out and the services they're consuming. So, you know, hotel folks will help with the service industry, the restaurants, entertainment options that the residential folks can then also take advantage of and what they desire when they want to live downtown.
This is important. Almost everyone I talk to describe the downtown of yore as not a great place to live. Everything closed at 5 o'clock and there wasn't much to do as workers left downtown to return home. And that's changing a little. But there are still some major obstacles to convincing developers to invest in downtown apartments and condos, and convincing people to live there.
This is the model.
For a look at what it's like to live downtown now, I went to 800 apartments.
For a typical two-bedroom, you would have one that's smaller, so this would be maybe a second bedroom or even an office area.
I also went to Crescent Center. Neither are new developments, but both are undergoing multi-million dollar renovations. I met Scott Siebel, who works and lives at Crescent Center.
We actually offer this. You get the laminate wood floor at the entry into the hallway. This is our two-bedroom, two-bath floor plan.
With 209 apartments, Crescent Center is at about 88% occupancy. Siebel would like to see it closer to 95%. But he says there are still challenges in convincing people to move downtown.
Yes, probably like retail stuff, retail shops, more stores. And the truth is, you know, with more population, you'd have those retail stores. So without the influx of people moving downtown, you're not going to have, you know, additional retail stores, shops, and whatnot. I think what's going to be huge for us is, and I know everyone's saying this, but when the Omni opens, which will also have residential apartments, it's going to have a 20,000 square foot grocery store on the first floor, as well as other retail stores.
Right now, Siebel drives to Clarksville, across the bridge, to go shopping. And this is something that comes up a lot when convincing people to move downtown. Do you build amenities and people will come? Or do you get folks to move downtown first and then the amenities will follow? That's what developers are trying to figure out. The question for this installment of Curious Louisville came from Mark Wilkins. Reporting for this story came from me, Roxanne Scott.
That was WFPL's new series, Curious Louisville. If you've got a question you'd like our reporters to investigate, go to CuriousLouisville.org and ask away.